WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to mental fitness. Today, we're tackling something close to all of us how to develop a positive body image. Ever scrolled through social media and felt that little pang of, well, let's call it inadequacy? You know the feeling when you see everyone seemingly picture perfect, their lives like filtered vacation photos. It's tough out there, right? The pressure to conform, to chase some unrealistic standard, can really mess with our heads. But guess what? There's a way to break free from that cycle. We're going to dive into practical tools and mindset shifts to cultivate a healthier, more positive relationship with your body. Now, before we get started, let me be clear. This isn't about achieving some arbitrary ideal or chasing perfection. This is about accepting and appreciating the incredible vessel you have right now. It's about recognizing the strength, resilience, and beauty that exists within every single one of us, regardless of size, shape, or what society tells us is desirable. Ready to build a stronger, more positive body image? Let's do this. 5 key takeaways for building a positive body image. 1. Challenge those negative thoughts. Think of your mind as that pesky inner critic, constantly whispering doubts and insecurities. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm not thin enough, or my arms are too jiggly, stop right there. Challenge those thoughts with positive affirmations. Say things like, my body is strong and capable, or I appreciate all the amazing things my body can do. Remember, your thoughts have power. Choose to focus on the good stuff. 2. Shift your focus. Instead of obsessing over what you perceive as flaws, celebrate what your body can do. Can you dance? Run a mile? Give a high five? Focus on those strengths and capabilities. Remember, your worth isn't defined by how you look, but by your actions, kindness, and the impact you have on the world. 3. Surround yourself with positivity. Who you hang out with matters. If your social circles are filled with people who constantly criticize appearances or fuel body image anxieties, it's time to reevaluate those relationships. Seek out supportive friends who celebrate diversity and encourage self-love. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who lift you up, not tear you down. 4. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate your body for all that it does for you. Say thank you for the ability to walk, to breathe, to feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. When you cultivate gratitude, you shift your focus from what you perceive as lacking to what is already abundant in your life. 5. Embrace imperfection. This is huge. There's no such thing as a perfect body. We're all unique and beautiful in our own way. Embrace those quirks, those imperfections that make you, you. They tell your story, they add to your individuality. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright and talented young woman who constantly struggled with her body image. She compared herself relentlessly to others on social media, feeling inadequate and unseen. Then, she stumbled upon this podcast, The Stoic Mind Gym, and started implementing these strategies. She challenged those negative thoughts, celebrated her strength and capabilities, surrounded herself with supportive friends, practiced gratitude for her body, and embraced her unique beauty. Slowly but surely, Sarah's perspective shifted. She realized that true confidence comes from within, not from external validation. She started focusing on what made her truly happy, her passions, her creativity, her connections with others. And guess what? She began to radiate a genuine inner confidence that was far more attractive than any fleeting trend or societal ideal. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful steps to cultivate a positive body image and unlock your inner strength. Remember, this journey is about progress, not perfection. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep practicing those mindful habits. You've got this. What are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Share them in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's continue this conversation. Let's build a world where everyone feels confident and empowered to embrace their unique beauty. And remember, don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of mental fitness. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and unlocking your full potential.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.